It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hey neighbor. You know what that was that I was pretending was a telescope? A roll of shelf paper. See that? A friend of mine had some left over. And I had always wanted to use very light color finger paints on some finger painting paper. Well, they don't look good on just white paper. So I discovered I could use this dark shelf paper for that. Come on out to the kitchen. I have some yellow finger paints out here. I think there's some in here. Yep. And I'll show you exactly what I mean. Just get as much as I need here. And there, that's good. Oh, that's a lot. Sometimes I make a border with my finger paint, right around like that. And then try to stay right inside the border there. Yeah. Sometimes I do it that way. Yeah. You know, when you have a mess, you can make your own place to keep it. Then you can stay within your own line, just like that. Mm-hmm. Does your mom or dad sometimes have pies or cookies that they like to make? Do they have a special table or a board that they keep that good mess on? It's the same idea. See, over there would be the side of the table. It would just go off. Yep. You can imagine all sorts of things as you work with finger paints. Yeah. Could even imagine that this was a forest, for instance, with lots of trees. Let's just think about that. Forest with different animals playing. There's a bear hiding behind a tree there. He's calling to his friends. And he says, you know, I would like to play hide and seek. Why don't you all hide and I'll come and look for you after I close my eyes? And the duck decides to go in that pond. The zebra decides to go there in the high grasses. Where do you think the giraffe will go? Oh, behind that tree. And the elephant will just hide behind that big rock. And the bear is ready to look for them. Do you think the bear will find the duck? Yes. Mm-hmm. The bear and the duck go to find the zebra. Yes. The bear, the duck, and the zebra go to find the giraffe. The bear, the duck, the zebra, and the giraffe go to find? Do you think they'll find the elephant? Yep, there it is. So I guess they decide that they'll play something else. Those friends in the forest. You have good ideas. You can re... Oh, there's the telephone. Oh, I can't answer the telephone with this on my finger. I'm gonna get the paint all over the telephone. Coming. Hello? Hello? Oh, whoever it is must have hung up. Well, the best thing to do is just to wait for it to ring again. Yeah. We could have some make-believe while we're waiting. All right. Let's see. Let's go to the trolley for make-believe. Get the trolley out today. Hey there, trolley. Let's make believe that Lady Aberlin is waiting anxiously for her people to come back from Westwood. This will be the day that the king and the queen and the prince and Edgar Cook and all of them come back. Okay? You ready for the neighborhood of make believe? All right, to the neighborhood of make believe.
I can hardly wait for them to come back. Oh, I know they've only been away for a couple of days, but still it'll be so nice when they do come back. Edgar Cook went there and brought them some pudding, and then he stayed overnight. And he's supposed to be... Oh, excuse me, Charlie, the phone.
I wonder where Lady Aberlin is. I thought she was gonna meet me here. Hi, lady.
Oh, hi, France.
You don't look too happy.
Well, I just went to answer the phone, and whoever it was hung up. I wonder what they wanted.
Well, why didn't Miss Polificate answer it?
She's at the airport waiting for Uncle Friday and Aunt Sarah and Prince Tuesday and Bob Dog and Edgar to come back from Westwood.
Oh. Well, when are they expected to arrive here?
Anytime. They sent a message saying they'd be back anytime.
Well, did you tell everybody else yet?
No, do you think I ought to?
Sure. We can hear the plane when it comes, and then we can come back here.
Okay, then I'll go tell Daniel.
Okay, and I'll go to the platypus's place, and then I'll go on to Lady Elaine's.
And we could meet back here afterwards.
Fine.
Okay.
Incidentally, I'm all prepared to sing the welcome song when they arrive.
Oh, good. And I'm all prepared to kiss them when they get back.
When you miss somebody, you can kiss somebody as soon as he comes back.
Hey, that's nice. When you miss somebody, you can kiss somebody as soon as he comes back.
Let's go.
Okay.
Roo, roo, roo. Roo, roo, roo. Well, we're here, everybody. Everybody?
Assembled welcoming committee, I presume.
There isn't anyone here, Friday.
But Polificate said that there would be some people to greet us in the garden.
Well, I'll go look in the other part of the neighborhood.
Oh, I'm so anxious to see everyone.
Oh, what a homecoming this is. What do you think, Prince Tuesday?
Yeah. Yes. Well, I'm sure there's some mix-up, dear. Bob Dog will find them.
Bobby Dog, you will find them?
Yes.
Do you suppose they'll be too tired to see us when they get back?
Well, they might be a little tired, but they'll probably want to see us for a little while at least.
I hope they had a good time.
Oh, so do I. Aunt Sarah has so many friends in Westwood.
Oh, Bob Dog.
Hello.
Hi, Bob Dog. How are you?
Fine.
I haven't seen you for days, Bob Dog.
Oh, Bob Dog's been in Westwood. You're back, Bob Dog. Is everyone else back, too?
Well, and there wasn't anybody at the castle when we came.
Oh, quick, let's go over and see France and the platypuses and... Oh, I'm awfully sorry. We were all set to welcome you.
Well, I'll come over, too. I'll see you there.
Okay, Daniel.
Right,
we'll
Daniel.
See you there. France.
Bob Dog, you're home.
Yes.
Is everyone else back, too?
Let's go over to the castle. Hurry.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Uncle Friday, Aunt Sarah, Prince Tuesday.
Yeah, well, Niece Evelyn, Professor Clemens, Bob Dog, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Uncle Friday. Friday. Oh, and I'm awfully sorry we weren't here to meet you. We thought that we'd hear the plane and everything, but, well, we just didn't make it.
Welcome home, everybody.
Daniel Tiger King.
Yes, he did.
Did you all have a good time?
Yes, we were treated royally in Queen Sarah's old hometown.
Oh, I'm so glad. Yeah. And we really, really missed you.
Didn't we, Fred? Right, it wasn't the same around here without you at all.
Well, I'm especially glad that you came today, Professor Clemens.
Yes, the mayor of Westwood sang us a welcome song when we arrived there, didn't she?
Well, I had planned to sing you a welcome song when you got back here, too.
Oh, well, won't you still do it for us?
Sure, if you like.
I think the welcome song is one of my very favorites.
It means you've come back to a place where people really are happy to see you.
Yes.
We welcome you today. We know you'll like our neighborhood and hope that you will stay. We welcome you today. We welcome you. And hope that you will stay. We welcome you today.
Yeah, you're lovely.
And of course we will stay. This is our home, isn't it?
Of course it is.
Uncle Freddy, Aunt Sarah, yes? There's something else. France said something before, and to me it sounded exactly like a poem. Could I tell it to you?
Oh, sure. I'm glad you'd like to.
When you miss somebody, you can kiss somebody as soon as he gets back. And I'd like to.
Oh, how touching, Niece Evelyn. Yes.
And when you miss somebody, you can kiss somebody as soon as she gets back.
Oh, lovely. It really is good to be back.
And a kiss for Tuesday?
Thank you.
And yes. Bob Dog.
Oh, when you miss somebody, you can kiss somebody whenever you get back.
Oh, that's true. Yes, we can all be the thing. Yes, it's lovely to be back, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Oh, there comes Trolley.
You're back.
Hey, look what the trolley brought. Welcome home.
Welcome home. Absolutely, yes.
That's most appropriate, Trolley. Our royal appreciation to you. Yes. Very good. Yes, lovely to be here. We're so glad you're back.
Tell us all about your business.
Yeah, we said you would. Just come on.
When you miss somebody, you can kiss somebody as soon as he comes back. Could you say that? When you miss somebody, you can kiss somebody as soon as he comes back. But what if it's a woman that you're missing? What would you say? I mean, if it's a grandmother or a mother or an aunt or somebody like that, you wouldn't say, as soon as he comes back. You'd say, when you miss somebody, you can kiss somebody as soon as she comes back. Yeah. But some people don't like to kiss as much as other people do. No. There are many ways to show people you've missed them. Many ways beside kissing. There's the telephone. Maybe that's the same. Hello? Audrey? Hi. Did you try to reach us on the telephone a little while ago? Oh, it was you. Well, I had finger paint all over my fingers and I couldn't pick up the phone with it on. Yeah. Well, what is it that you wanted? Oh, good. Sure, I'd be glad to come. Yes, you know my television friend and I are interested in many things. Yeah. All right, we'll be over in a little while. Okay, bye-bye. That was Audrey Cleans Everything. She said one of her cleaning men was cleaning out somebody's basement and found something very interesting that he borrowed for a while so that she could see it. She wondered if we'd like to see it. I don't know what it is, but let's go over, all right? To Audrey Cleans Everything's office and mobile home. Okay? Come along.
I'm sure we can handle that for you. Tuesday afternoon, fine. Thank you for calling ACE. Goodbye. Come on in. John, here's that address. You should be done with that job early this afternoon. Give me a call back. Oh, and thank you for bringing that toy in. That was wonderful.
Hi, Barbara. Hi, John.
Hello.
Sit down
for
a minute. Good, thanks.
Linda, you might need some spot remover.
Fine.
You busy?
Oh, indeed.
Audrey called. There was something.
Right. I'll give her a buzz.
She wanted
Bye-bye.
To say goodbye.
She has something she wants to show you. It's really exciting. Give her another ring back there.
You have lots of business,
don't
you?
Oh, my
gosh,
yes. Along. Nice
Hi,
to see
Audrey.
You. So glad you could come over.
Well, what is it you wanted to
Wait till I show,
show
you.
Me? How does that work? Are you pressing something,
no.
Becky?
No. Now, wait till I show you. Sand comes from here into the paddle wheel, turns it.
And that's what turns
That's what makes the Acrobat work. And then whenever it stops working, you just tilt it, put the sand.
Oh, the sand goes into
right
that
in there.
Funnel.
Uh-huh. And then when it's turned, it goes right into that this triangular. It spills it right into the paddle wheel.
Is that interesting?
Isn't it?
Isn't that clever?
It surely is. Is it an old toy?
Yes. The woman whose house John was cleaning, when he found it in the basement, he knew we'd love it, so he asked her if he might borrow it, and she was gracious enough to lend it.
Huh. Look at that. You just never know when it's going to stop, do you?
It doesn't, as long as there's sand.
Pouring through. Look at that. Look at the paddle wheel once more.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That is really something.
I kind of thought you'd like to see that.
Surely would. In fact, I'd like to borrow it myself.
Oh, I wish I could lend it to you, but we really have to return it. I do have something you might like to see. It's kind of on the same principle. It's a toy of Maggie's. Can I get it and show you?
Please, yeah.
Isn't that fine?
It really is.
I know. We were playing with it.
It must be very old.
I think so.
Here's Maggie's toy. It kind of works on the same principle.
Oh, yes, you put the
sand
in.
Would you like to see it work?
Sure.
Barb, do we have some sand that we use for blasting stone?
I'll get it. There's some over here.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know where we...
You kept it over here.
Well, you have a place for everything, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And lots of things.
Thank you. Where should we do it?
Kitchen.
Okay.
I want to make some more calls.
All right.
Okay.
Have a good time. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wait till I get some newspaper to put down.
Okay.
I just move this whole thing over. Okay. I think that'll be enough coverage.
All right.
And then if you take the scoop and pour sand right in here.
Okay.
You'll see this one work.
I just like to pour sand anyway.
Maggie had this at the beach this summer.
Uh-huh. I'll put some in. Will it go around right away?
When this scoop fills up, the weight of the sand goes into the paddle wheel and makes it turn.
Oh, I see. So the little spoon has to fill up first.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you wait for it. And down it goes. Your fingers could make them keep going, couldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Is this something I could borrow for my sand table?
Yes, you may. As a matter of fact, your sand table would be a better spot for this than my kitchen table.
I'll bring it back so that Maggie can have it whenever she needs it.
All right, fine. And wait till if you'll hold the bucket, we'll clean up.
Good.
Oh, good.
I like to experiment with this over at my place. You've got everything in such order here that...
Here, I'll put this thing... Oh, thank you.
If you hold that just a second.
We're not quite finished yet,
thank
but we
you very
will be.
Much.
You're welcome.
See
come
you
back.
Soon. You bet. I'll bring it back tonight.
Oh, thank
bye,
you.
Bye, Fred.
Thank you, Barbara. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take this outside to our own sand table. Try a little water through that funnel. See how that works. Put the water from the hose right in there. See if it makes it go around with water too. It does. See, anything that weights it down that can go through that little hole. Nice. I wonder people use things like that at the beach. They have sand and water. But we didn't need a beach, did we? Have our own. Better wipe this off in here. So that I can take this back to Audrey for her granddaughter. Play more with. There. Put these away too. Finger paints. I'll just take this one home with me. Oh, you need some food, don't you, fish? There you are. Oh, somebody at the door. Let's see who that is. Oh, it's Marlon Barnett. Hi, Marlon.
Hi, Fred. Were you busy?
No, not at all.
Good. You have time for some exercises?
Sure. Want to do them out here?
Okay, I was just jogging around the neighborhood, and I wanted to know how you were coming along with some of the exercises I gave you some time ago.
You know, one of the ones I remember is that climbing one.
Good, let's do that one.
Remember you told me that you use the little bones and the big bones?
Right, that exercise is the big muscles and those little muscles.
Uh-huh.
Let's try that one.
Okay.
Okay, climb one, two, three, four, stretch down, two, three, four, and bounce, two, three, four, sit down, touch your toes, stretch all the way up.
Once more, okay?
Okay, and one, two, three,
you try.
Four, stretch down, two, three, four, now bounce, two, three, four, sit down, touch your toes, stretch all the way up. Oh, that feels good.
Why is it harder to do exercises slowly? You know, it's easier to go like this, whoop, up like that.
Right, but you want to make sure you're getting all the muscles and you're stretching them. When you do it real fast, sometimes you don't do the exercise correct.
I see. Do you have any exercises that we could sit down and do? Some of my friends like to exercise while they're sitting down.
Good. Let's try one right over here.
Sure.
I'm glad you mentioned that because there are so many
small muscles in your wrists and in your ankles,
mm-hmm.
all right, that you should always exercise.
How do you do that?
I have one where you put your legs out, and all you do is turn the ankles. Just try that a couple times. Okay? You can do the same thing with your muscles in your wrists. Just turn your hands.
Oh, boy, you can feel that in there, can't
you? And if you want to, you can do it together.
Want to or can't? Oh, maybe you can, but that takes a lot of practice, doesn't
it? Right, it does. I have a teacher's meeting.
Thank you for coming by.
I'm glad you had time to do a few exercises with me.
I like it. Whenever you're jogging by, please come in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Marlon. She likes us to exercise. Does make you feel good, too. Stretching. You can do some exercises like this. All kinds of exercises people can do. Sure. Well, we've had a good week together, you and I. Gives me a good feeling to know that you're my television friend. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Lots of things that we talk about and think about. Yeah, I like you just the way you are. Lots of people do. I'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
To make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, public television stations, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.